Beautiful program. Oh, hello there, Jason Friday.
Hello.
Guess what time it is?
What?
It's Friday on a Friday.
Ooh.
On a long extended Memorial Day weekend Friday.
Oh.
Are you ready for this big weekend? You got some hot dogs ready to go? Maybe you're going to be queuing some ribs?
Oh, yeah. Blessed be. Yeah, we are ready. I'm ready. We are both ready.
I am Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, bringing you some tunes leading you into the weekend. We got to hang with Blondshell, which was really fun. This whole week we've been checking out, we did an album dive into her new record, If You Asked for a Picture. But there was a funny moment. So we did a SoCal Sound session with her.
Yep.
She performed some songs. And then we also interviewed her. But before, we were all mic'd up. But before we started the initial interview, we were kind of waiting for all the cameras to be ready. And then you started this drum beat.
It was almost like Africa. Or Toto. It started
to
become
like...
Oh,
the Toto.
Like
yeah.
Hope you got that.
Song is so good.
It is. Are you?
We're very into yacht rock.
I was just about to bring it up.
Have you watched
any
of the yacht rock? This is what, if you haven't watched this stuff when you're on tour, yacht rock. There's a documentary on YouTube. It's a bunch of
just
skits.
Just YouTube?
Well,
two things. The YouTube thing.
There's a documentary that's out. But
on
before
Netflix,
that,
yeah.
You got to watch. It's like they're each like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
If you like the yacht rock, it's very funny.
I do like yacht rock.
If you're a yacht rock fan and you know the yacht rock artist,
like we love Michael McDonald and is it?
Yeah, of course.
Kenny Loggins.
Say that again.
Yeah, talking about Hollywood Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
It started out as a YouTube, like, skit about yacht rock, and they all play all the characters.
But real quick, they coined the term yacht rock, which was only started 20 years ago, which is when these videos came out. So they actually created the term yacht rock.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't think...
What did they call it before 20 years ago?
70s music.
Just 70s.
Yeah, literally.
That's it.
Yeah, probably was easy listening.
Yeah. That's like the generic
term.
So
there's all these YouTube videos that are hilarious. And I mean, it also was very cool to see how it was such an ingrained community. You know, they were all playing on each other's records. Like all the guys from...
Steely Dan
were on this other guy's. Like, it was just like this world that I don't feel exists now. And they were all kind of nerdy, genius musicians.
Right.
Anyway, it's super funny, and then you can watch the Yacht Rock documentary that's real people. It's enjoyable.
It's so...
Yeah, I'll watch it on tour.
Say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse. A soul that makes the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time other than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. And all I really want is some peace now. A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a way of life. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort. A way to get my hands untied. And all I really want is some justice.
EOG, Alanis Morissette, who just played Beach Life a couple weeks ago. I heard it was great. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
This is Friday on a Friday.
Yep.
If you just tuned in, we've been reminiscing. We got to hang out with Blanchel, who came in for a SoCal Sound session.
We always have a blast with her. So here's more.
We were enjoying, I was playing some Alanis Morissette, and you were singing along. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Do you have... like 90s icon artists that you love, or especially female artists that have inspired you?
So many. Literally so many. And I thought about it a lot with my last album. I didn't think about it so consciously with this album, but I think that it's just like so part of who I am as an artist that I think it's there anyway. But like when I made the last album, I was just listening to Hole all the time. I love Courtney Love so much, and her writing. I think people talk about her voice a lot. It's like one of the best rock singers of all time. But her writing and the lyrics and the melodies. And yeah, I think that she had a massive impact on like how I hear music and stuff.
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how.
Forever. I bet she talks dirty like she's on a mission. Mama, I'm adjacent to
That's Blondshell, Kiss City, your favorite.
Are you a DJ?
Maybe.
Or do you just play one on the radio?
Yes.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Music sounds better on a Friday.
Yep.
Indeed, especially a Friday of a long holiday weekend.
Oh, bless it. I know. It does. I feel better listening to music on a Friday with a long weekend.
We've been playing back our chat with Blondshell, who we got to hang out with, and she performed a bunch of songs. You can find those full performances on our website at thesocalsound.org and also on our YouTube channel.
That's right, and we talked about her tour, which is coming in town next week.
Are there any venues that you haven't played that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hit this place or a city?
I always like playing in Chicago. I've played at the venue we're playing, Metro. I've played there once before. I'm excited to go back. I like this size venue because we've played, like, my shows. These will be the biggest shows I've played that are my shows, but I've gone on tour opening for people. So I've played at some of these venues before, but I'm excited to play Brooklyn Steel, New York, because I'm from New York. I love the Fonda here.
Of course.
I've seen a million shows at the Fonda. So, yeah, I'm excited about the tour.
It has to be when you play at a venue where you live, just like, oh my gosh, I've gone to this venue so many times. There has to be a funny, amazing feeling to be on stage and be like, oh my gosh, I made it
here. I've been here. Yeah.
The Fonda's a trip. I love it.
Yeah, I love the Fonda. Yeah. So cool.
Well, we really appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
New album. Yeah. If you asked for a picture, you'll be playing the Fonda on May 30th.
May 30th.
And Blondshell, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases coming out this week. Sports Team are releasing Boys These Days. Instant Holograms on Metal Film from Stereolab will come out. Sparks are releasing their 28th studio album called Mad. Miles Smith is dropping A Minute, A Moment. Lana Del Rey is putting out The Right Person Will Stay. Chicago 2 Stephen Wilson Dolby Atmos Remix Double LP will also be coming out. And Green Day are releasing Saviors Edition Deluxe, the expanded reissue. For more music news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday from 7 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil. Summer Nights at the Ford return July 18th with a season of music, dance, theater, film, and more, including performances by Betty Who, Ali Seti, The Far Side and Friends, Marisol, and Los Hermanos Carlos. Plus, Lula Washington Dance Theater, I'm With Her, Perfume Genius, Los Cafeteras, Ali and AJ, and Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Tickets for all this and more are on sale at theford.com.
Support comes from Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks, presenting Toad the Wet Sprocket's 2025 Good Intentions Tour with special guests Katie Tunstall and Vertical Horizon. Live at Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks on September 12th. You're invited to the Good Intentions Tour to sing along, dance, and celebrate with friends old and new. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
There's something you need to know. The future of this public radio station relies on new members to help carry the torch and help us prepare for an uncertain financial future. We need your support to ensure this public service is here for everyone to enjoy for now and for the future. Please join Eric Nye, Joshua Trotter, Mary Ellen Butler, Bruce Green, and Brandon Hall and make the switch from passive listener to active member. It's easy. Online at thesocalsound.org. You'll be glad you did. Thanks very much.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use National Lost and Found database uses photo-matching technology to bring lost pets home. Let's unite to reunite. Register today at lovelost.org.
What's up, SoCal Sounders? I'm Ty Taylor of Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays. I am personally extending an invitation to you guys to come hang out with me on Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I play a lot of classic soul and songs that fall around it. It would be my pleasure to have you there. See you Sunday, unless you see me first.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
Hold me in the sun, hold me like your sun. Hold me and just tell me it's fine. Hold me in the sun, hold me like your sun. Hold me and it won't fall apart.
music from The Head and the Heart. The song is Pool Break. Kind of a great song to play on this long holiday weekend we're about to dig into. We're about to splash into.
I was about to say, as we sit next to the pool, poolside.
We don't have a pool.
No, we
don't. What are we going to do? Our only friends that have a pool live somewhere where it's like 100 degrees.
Yeah, sorry guys.
That's unfortunate. Okay, that's The Head and the Heart. The song was Pool Break. That is from the new album Aperture, and we're going to be doing an 88.5 album dive into that next week, Jace.
Fun.
That means every single weekday just after 12 noon, we're going to hear tracks off that new album.
Ooh.
Plus, our very own Hillary Gordon got to chat with Charity and Matt from the band, so we're going to hear from the band, man. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
All right, we've got some brand new music. I've been itching to play this new song, the band Camp, C-A-A-M-P. They've got a new song called Mistakes. Have you heard it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you're about to, your ears are about to perk up.
Explode, yeah.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Take is okay. Say after me. It's no better to be safe than sorry. Me.
Ellie, a.k.a. Actor Bella Ramsey,
yes.
Doing a version of Take On Me. I got that from the YouTubes. That is from the show The Last of Us. A little bit of a surprise catching Bella singing and playing guitar.
I love
it. That's really a beautiful rendition.
It really is. It's so good. When she started playing it in the show, you're just like, oh my goodness. And you were just
magical.
Touched
it's
by
very
it.
Magical.
Yeah.
Were you touched by an angel? Do you remember that show? I never watched it.
I never did either.
Okay, we were talking about Joseph last week. We got to see Joseph, the band, at Noncommon Philly. And so it was three sisters, but one of the sisters decided to leave the band after they'd been together, I think, for at least 10 years. So it's Natalie, Megan, Allison left the band. So now Natalie and Megan had to make a major decision and decide to go on with the band. They did talk about Natalie now. They're from Portland area, really Joseph, Portland, Oregon. Joseph, Oregon. I had to think for a minute.
Yeah.
But Natalie now is living in L.A. But this is one of the brand new songs that features just the two of them. And they played this song in Philly and went into it talking about a lot of loss that they had gone through. And also having been in a band with, you know, two of your sisters and one of them leaves, it's a major, major crazy new times.
It's tough, but, you know, they're all good. Everyone loves each other. Everyone's happy doing what they're doing. So it worked out.
And their harmony still sounds so great.
Yeah.
This is a brand new song called By and By. It's Joseph. It's Friday on a Friday. Long holiday weekend.
Woo!
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Trying her hardest, but it's hard not to blame her in hindsight. so you know what you signed up for, what you're dealing with. Just so you know what you've been chosen to deserve. I'm the girl that you've chosen to deserve.
Chosen to deserve. It's Friday on a Friday. On a long holiday weekend Friday.
I love it.
Are you off on Monday?
Hold on. Let me check. Yep.
I'll be on the air. holding down the fort Monday and midday.
Okay.
Please join me during your barbecue.
Yes.
Okay, Wednesday, I've been playing a new song from them. I thought we'd go back to the good old days. Love that record.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Rat Saw God? I confuse some of them. Do you remember the name of that album, Chosen to Deserve Wednesday?
I feel like you might be right.
We'll do a little Google search. Rat Saw God.
Oh.
Slater for the Win. Ding, 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 Ooh. Ding. Came out in 2023. Okay, we had a busy week. Well, actually, a busy day.
Yeah.
We saw on Wednesday, we got to see Matt Berninger from The National. He's
yeah.
doing a solo tour. He has a new album coming out a week from today called Get Sunk. And he played The Palace. Hillary Gordon, who is on air here and also is our director of marketing, she's a huge, huge fan, and she was so overjoyed. Our seats weren't bad, but then Matt was like, hey, anyone who wants to come up to the front, just come. And people just went up to the front, which yeah. you never get to do at venues.
No.
Ever.
It was very cool.
So she ran up front. She got some really great video of it.
Yeah.
But this is another new song off that album, Get Sunk. Again, comes out next Friday. This is Inland Ocean. Matt Berninger. Oh, there's some collabs on here. So we saw the opener for this song, Ron Boy, singing backup. But also, this song was co-written by Walter Martin from The Walkmen.
Oh, nice.
So let's get into it. New Matt Berninger from The National, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Before I wanted to, God loves, before I wanted to.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
I paint my face with glitter. Such a wannabe, dressing for the thrill like a pill. It's an armor, guess I'm not a threat. Guess I'm not a threat. Lifetime lunatic, the milk is turning sour. But I'd rather go dancing with a woman in the mirror. There's a ringing in my ears. I paint my face with glitter in the morning light. I've been
the Great and the song Glitter, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
So they came in this week. I got to interview the band,
yep.
Kelly and Minna, and we also got a performance out of them, that SoCal Sound session coming soon to our website and also our YouTube page. But they just played the Moroccan Lounge. We did a double shot on Wednesday. We went to see Daisy the Great at the Moroccan, and then we went to see Matt Berninger at the Palace. We're pretty cool.
We are cool. There were still about two or three shows that we missed.
Shows were happening on the same night.
It was
I'm
unfair.
Really mad if Mia Folick's listening. I wanted to see your show at the Lodge Room so bad.
Yes.
But it just didn't work out. There was just too many other commitments that
I
already
know.
Happened. But Daisy the Great were really, really fun live. We can't say when, but I believe they will be coming back to Los Angeles if you missed that show. And we're going to have to go again because we had to cruise out a little bit early on that one to see Matt Berninger.
Yeah.
Because I almost said a bad word on the concert blanks. Or concert blanks. Anyway, this is a wrap. It is the long holiday weekend.
Woo!
Welcome aboard a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks for spending your time with us. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. We always say, music sounds better on a Friday, man.
It really does, though. Come on. That's the truth.
I wanted to point out, Matt Blake, who is our director of I always get this wrong. He's going to be so mad. Our director of digital content, I believe.
Yeah.
He videos and films all of our sessions and all that. But he also does some of our rock photography. He took a bunch of great shots from Daisy the Great.
Yeah.
You can follow him on Instagram at mattblake.video. But sometimes we also post those on the SoCal Sound page as well on Instagram. So have a great weekend. Take some time for yourself. Oh, you have a big show, Rival Tides.
Oh, right.
I almost forgot. So Jason's in a couple bands. One of them is Rival Tides, and you're playing tomorrow night at the Chain.
Am I right? That's right. Yeah. Come on down, party people. Or if you live there, walk on next door. It's going to be fun. It's I think we're
that's
direct
in Anaheim,
support.
Right?
Yep.
The Chain Reaction, kids, which is also called The Chain. Check out Rival Tides. I believe you go on around 8:30.
Yeah, I believe that's
correct. All right, well, have a great show. You guys have a great long weekend. Yeah. I will be back here Monday, though. I wanted to play a song. You know, it's like the unofficial start of summer.
I know.
A little shout out to Bill Roberts. This is one of his favorite songs.
Yeah.
Hopefully this gets you in the mood, and I hope you have a great weekend, guys. Until next time, my pretties. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.